Yeah, on Triple J, as Soundwave and the Sideshows make their way around the country, in the studio, Wade McNeil and Stuart Gilly Ross from Gallows. Gentlemen.
How's it going?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello. Stuart is the British accent and Wade's the other one.
It is very easy to tell. Thank you for making it easy. Welcome to both of you back to Australia. You've been to Australia separately. Now you're in Australia together.
Together at last.
Finally. How's it been, the first few shows in Australia?
It's been great. I mean, you know, obviously it's a pretty big shock to the system for us traveling it over. You know, just for me, I was shoveling snow and like chipping my car out of a huge block of ice.
Do you actually chip your car out of the ice? Is that what happens in Canada?
Well, I mean, it's not like a huge block of ice, but you have like you have a tool that you need to keep in your car to scrape all the ice off all the windows. And then showing up in Brisbane in tropical paradise.
Yeah.
Like that first show, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen because we were just boiling alive. But as soon as we counted it off, kids started going absolutely insane. And, you know, the rest was kind of just a whirlwind and it happened and it was amazing.
And the first gig in Australia it looked like it was indoors, the Brisbane Soundwave.
Yeah, the first show was indoors, which was kind of a trial by fire because it was so hot in there. But, you know, it was good. It kept the sun off our faces and we had a great show. Place went crazy and it was a good first time we've played as a four-piece.
Yeah.
So that was good.
That was, yeah, like you're one of the other bands that lost a member just before coming out to Australia. Like there's drummers disappearing all over the place. Slayer and Anthrax and Blink and the Vandals. Bring Me the Horizon, lost a guitarist. And Steph left just before. Like, how did all that come about? Or how was it for you guys?
Well, you know, it was a while coming, so we've had some time to prepare for it mentally, and we had a band practice, you know, to work
on stage.
to work it out as a four piece and stuff. So yeah, you know, it's a shame, but you know, progression is the thing that's important for us now. So we just gotta keep our heads down, and we're looking forward to writing a new record already before we even finish touring this one. So
that's great. Wade, you weren't being, you know, you were the guitarist in Alexis on Fire. You weren't tempted to jump in there and, you know, play some guitar?
Well, it's funny. I think there's some photos circulating of the Sydney show where I'm holding Lags' guitar over my shoulder. So I got this rash of like messages from kids online being like, oh my God, you're the second guitar player on Gallows now. And if you look closer at the photos, you'll see no one is playing guitar. Lags is crowd surfing and the guitar is just feeding back over my shoulder.
There's no
guitar. So that's how we're handling
this.
There's
no guitarists in Gallows anymore. It is an a cappella group. No one's playing instruments. It is like a church choir up there on stage.
Exactly.
Pretty much, yeah.
That is Last June from Gallows, third album, Gallows. Stu from the band is in the studio with Wade from the band. How have fans taken to, you know, the brand new accent, Wade, the Canadian dude, singing in Gallows?
Well, for us, being a, you know, it was always one of the things written about Gallows at the start was this is a British band singing in British accents, and as if that was some kind of revolutionary thing that we chose not to sing with fake American accents.
The first time in punk rock this has ever happened.
Yeah, right? I know.
I don't know. I think it's been great. You know, from show one, you know, kids have just been ripping each other's heads off. Mm-hmm. There's been no change in the shows. I don't know. For me, I've always grown up loving UK punk, you know, and loving that 77 stuff and that first wave of bands. I think all these guys, you know, grew up on listening to like North American hardcore. And so in some weird way, we get to live each other's fantasies where I'm some strange part of the UK punk scene now. And they sound a little bit more like Negative Approach.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
It's like when Fleetwood Mac, you know, joined the transatlantic sounds coming together perfectly.
That's it.
We're like a heavy Fleetwood. I've always said it.
And you just said that you people were ripping each other's heads off or whatever. But I heard some recording from the Brisbane show where you're suggesting something else a little bit different. I'll play this and see what you reckon. Now, Wade, was that you asking people to rip each other's effing pants off?
No, I believe I said tear.
Okay,
each other's bleeping. Heads off.
Oh, okay, it's dead.
Pants off would be a good one to do tonight, though.
Just move through the
just
different
to see what happens.
Pants, you know, as long as people are tearing something off, I'm a happy guy.
Shirts, pants.
Cancer Bats are on the tour. They suggest everyone should party their dicks off. So soon there's going to be no extremities left on the bodies of Soundwave goers.
Some floating heads wearing sunglasses.
Now, that's what's going to be in attendance tonight at the Corner Hotel. Gallows are playing with Confession, with Milestones, with Shai Halud. And this one's a special show because you're raising money for the Tasmanian bushfires.
That's right, yeah. Just doing whatever we can for a good cause to help the relief fund there. So
good stuff. And is that the same? That show, then you got a bunch more Sound Waves, and then playing at the Capitol with that same lineup on Sunday night, and then finishing off in Perth at the Claremont Showgrounds on Monday. And then you just pretty much just continue touring all around the
world.
Then
we just hop on a plane to Taiwan.
Yeah, Hong Kong for the first time as well. So we're looking forward to that. We're going with Effed Up on those shows.
Great.
And they're a band we've toured with in the past. And obviously, Damien and Craig? That's Craig. You. Your name is now Craig.
Your lead singer, Craig.
My lead singer, Craig. Obviously, know each other from Toronto. Why do I keep calling him Craig? I don't know. I haven't slept for a couple of days. So,
of course. I mentioned that you guys are, of course, a transatlantic band. Not the only one. I'm going to play one right now. This is Atoms for Peace, featuring, of course, Tom York from Radiohead, Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. In fact, we've got the Tom York and the Flea of Gallows in the studio right now. And in the studio, Wade and Stu from Gallows. Although, Wade, you're not only from Gallows, you're also from the Big Boys Beard Club.
Certainly haven't been shaven for a while.
I saw this.
Tell you that much.
I just saw this on your Twitter. You're hanging out with a bunch of other Soundwave-related people, similarly beardy.
I mean, I don't know if it just kind of happens, but I just walking through the lobby, the hotel the other day, ran into Scotty from the Bats, you know, long-haired metal. Yes. And then we just bumped into, like, a tractor beam, Brian from Lucero. Just tacked himself onto that breakfast, just sitting around like a bunch of sketchy fat bikers eating eggs.
So it's not an official group then. This is just more of an accidental group, not like a
unit. I mean, we could, you know, we'll see what happens. If we have breakfast again on this tour, I might think about getting some patches done up or at least some shirts.
You
we'll
know
see.
What'll happen. You guys will get drunk and there'll be a tattoo involved. Actually, no, Scotty from Cancer Bass doesn't drink, so there's a problem.
And he doesn't have any tattoos.
Yeah.
Somehow gotten out the other side of the rabbit hole unscathed.
He most certainly did. It is a very good name for a university society, though, and I bring that up because Tom and Alex from Triple J Breakfast are currently in the middle of
Tom and Alex's O-Week Crawl,
which is where they go from university to university around Australia, doing all of those O-Week kind of activities, those first week at university things. Did you guys go to university and were ever involved in those first week, you know, prankeries?
Yeah, I went to university in London. I got involved in some, like, hypnosis show in my freshers' week, as we call it, the first week.
Like, and you were hypnotised?
I got hypnotised. The guy made me think that I was smoking something illegal and that the audience in the room were all police officers in uniform or something. And apparently, it was very funny, watching my reaction to that one. But I remember I didn't sleep for, like, a week afterwards. I was getting all these weird heart palpitations because I was apparently, like, quite under hypnosis, you know, it's a weird one.
How about you, Wade? Have you been A, hypnotized, or B, involved in any university fresher pranks?
Hypnotized? No. University? No.
Excellent. But you are in the Big Boys Beard Club.
You know, you got to have something.
Right. And then you said you've actually, like, pretty much ready to write another record.
Yeah, we've definitely, you know, we've got some ideas that were left over from the last recording session. You know, Wade's got a bunch of stuff sitting around that he's recorded that he hasn't actually used, so there's a lot of ideas there that, you know, technically we could put a record together quite quickly if we wanted to.
But will you? That's the question, I guess.
Oh, no. Keep you guessing.
We'll find out. How's it going to work? Like, you guys going to, you know, be in the UK or in Canada? How will you travel, email, phone calls?
Yeah, we're all pretty spread out. Wade's in Toronto, and I've moved to the United States myself, so I'm down there in California. Yeah, email is a big thing, and it makes it possible for us to do it.
There'll be an internet service provider or several getting a lot of cash out of you guys over the next year or so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just quickly, Wade, have you seen the rest of Alexis on Fire since you played your final shows last year? There was two in Australia and a bunch of rest across the world.
Yeah. We've all hung out a little bit. And George and I have this big plan to go see this Canadian football team that he loves called the Tiger Cats and paint our faces in corpse paint. like a black metal musician's, but the team colors of yellow and black. So that's going to be good.
All right, dudes. Well, I'm going to finish it off with Cross of Lorraine on Triple J. Thank you very much to Wade and Stu from Gallows.
Cool. Thanks,
man. Cheers.